We have everybody on the line. We have everybody in the studio this morning as Mayor Joey Spellberg, Brian Essen with us, Carla.
Yes.
And we're ready for a big event coming up on Friday, Joey.
Yes, we are. Thanks for having us this morning. We have on Friday the 20th annual Fremont Area Leadership Prayer Breakfast, and can't believe 20 years of this event.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's been on Good Friday annually, and just an amazing community event. We annually have over 500 people show up. We have a great program ready to go and breakfast, and I hear just so much from the community. Like, this is just a great way to kick off your Easter weekend.
You always have an awesome turnout, too.
Yeah.
You're going to have enough breakfast. That's always the question.
Absolutely. We've double-checked this year, for sure. So,
well, also with us is your guest speaker for this morning, Brian Essen. Would you like to introduce Josh?
Yeah,
I've got him on the line here.
It just wouldn't be the prayer breakfast if Brian Essen was not our MC. So, Brian, how long have you been our MC just for years?
I don't know. As long as there's been a microphone there, I guess. It's a great event.
You do an awesome job, by the way.
It isn't about me. It's about the event and about the people, and it's an easy crowd to stand in front of. I'm looking forward to the event.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun. Yeah. Well, let's welcome in our guest speaker, Mr. Dostler. Josh, welcome. Nice to have you on the line with us this morning.
No, good morning, guys. Excited to be here. Excited to be a part of the lunch. And like you said, great way to kick off Easter weekend. And just been hearing about the event from Joey and other individuals who have been a part. And I'm excited to be a part of it.
Well, no pressure. No, it'll be a lot of fun. You've been under pressure before playing basketball. And with your current endeavor, let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, I got done playing at Creighton. It's been 15 years, and since then joined our nonprofit organization. My parents started about 34 years ago, and we really focus on serving the North Omaha community and trying to create opportunities where every person can have an opportunity to reach their full God-given potential, and we do that through housing and programming and get to partner with a lot of churches, individuals, businesses across the city, and so I've been doing that for a while now, and continue to root on my Blue Jays, who are in the Sweet 16, and that's a huge part of my story, but I love being able to make a difference and hopefully inspire others to use what God's given them to make a difference, too.
Go Jays.
Yeah, that was awesome. Oh, that double overtime, wow.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and Oregon's coach, Coach Altman, was actually my coach when I was at Creighton. So I was rooting for the Blue Jays, but you know, it's also hard to root against your old coach.
Yeah, that is for sure. Man, I can't believe it's been 15 years.
Yeah.
Are you still playing some basketball?
Very little. I've got a son. I've got four kids now, and I got one son who's in the fifth grade. And so I do a lot more coaching and talking about what I used to be able to do versus get out there and play. But still love being around the game. I have a younger brother who is actually a freshman at Creighton this year on the basketball team. And so just fun to be around the program, fun to be around the game, and basketball is such a powerful tool to help people grow and develop, and so definitely love staying connected to it.
Yeah, I bet.
Instead of physically or vicariously at this point, right, Josh?
Right. I never wanted to be that guy that was always, you know, looking back, I used to be able to do this, but inevitably, once you can't do anything anymore, all you have is stories to tell.
And good stories at that.
And I tell people the longer it's been since I played, the better player I was.
Exactly,
yeah.
For sure. Talk a little bit more about Abide Omaha and the things that you're doing in North Omaha and in the Omaha community.
Yeah, I mean, Omaha, similar to a lot of other communities, you know, we have incredible prosperity, and then we also have some significant challenges. And Omaha is kind of North Omaha and South Omaha area just doesn't have the same resources, opportunities. And so we do everything from a neighborhood adoption piece where we buy old abandoned houses, we fix them up, and then ideally we put families in those homes that become advocates in those neighborhoods. And then those families, as they're getting to know their neighbors, working in their neighborhoods, we get them connected to programs that we offer on our campus. And then ultimately, we want to raise up leaders. We think that, everything rises and falls on leadership. And specifically in urban communities, to be successful means you move out of the neighborhood that you grew up in. And so we're trying to redefine that, bring back leaders to be a part of the solution. I think that's one of the things I love about just the prayer breakfast is it's a leadership prayer breakfast. And leaders get to be a part of building things and bringing change. And so we have a huge passion to see leaders raised up and developed and ultimately be a part of the solution in this part of the city.
It's interesting, Josh, you talked about leaders because this whole prayer breakfast was brought about by leaders of the community. And
that's right. You know,
Jim Ebers was a guy who's no longer with us and was one of the founders of this, and Gaylord Mooseman and Bart Qualsett, who's no longer in Fremont. This has been, it was started by some great community leaders, and it's perpetuated by that leadership as well, because quite frankly, this thing doesn't go if we don't have a good, powerful leader doing this. Powerful is the wrong word. Right. Humble leader is the right word. And that's Joey, who really makes this thing go. It's a well-oiled machine, but it takes somebody to put the oil on the machine, and Joey does that very well. So it's a great community event.
And I'll just say, being able to work with Joey and talk with him a little bit, I've had nothing but a great experience. The humility, also just the joy and passion behind this event, you know, it's pretty easy to get excited about it when he's kind of sharing from his own experience and talks about just the great community in Fremont. So truly am grateful to be a part of it and just excited to interact with all the leaders that will show up.
Nice. You know, this thing can't come off if we don't have also Midland University participating in this. They've been a gracious host for this event every year. So the event is at the Weichert Event Center on Friday morning, and we thank greatly Midland University and Gren Rodericks at the food service for doing this, because it doesn't go without them. Vic Rader for helping us out with the audio. Obviously the radio station here, by the way, because they've been great proponents of this, and they're helping with the sponsorship as well. So we appreciate that as well.
Well, Josh, I'm just really looking forward to hearing your story, and thank you just for your commitment to the breakfast and coming here on Good Friday. And, you know, for me, this event has had an impact in my life. And listening to the speakers on every Good Friday and getting your Easter weekend started for me has just it's just been a really good, humbling way to begin Easter. And it is a joy to see our whole community, no matter who you are, what denomination, you're welcome. You are welcome here. You're welcome to, you know, share a meal and pray for our community as together, just to have 500 or so people all gathered together for a purpose and a mission to pray for our community. That to me is powerful. And so it is one of my favorite events that I get to be a part of, and it's an honor for me to continue it. And so I know we're really looking forward to having you, Josh, and the rest of our program participants, because we also have, you know, we also want to bring in the community as part of the program. So we have a scripture reading, a prayer for the community. We have the Boy Scouts lead our color guard. I mean, we really try to bring in pastors and lay people throughout the community to be a part of it. And that is also, I think, a really big deal. So
4-H, too, for the leading of the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, for sure. Are you going to give us any kind of a clue or a hint as to what the topic will be? Josh, thank you. We appreciate you taking time this morning.
Thank you guys for having me. Looking forward to being a part on Friday and seeing everybody, and looking forward to celebrating all that Holy Week has to offer. So appreciate you guys.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you. Josh.
Thank you.
All right. Are tickets still available, or are they all gone?
Absolutely. So you can go ahead and purchase tickets at the Fremont Area Chamber of Commerce. They are $25 per person, $200 for a table of eight. So, you know, and even if you come into the door, you know, we'd be happy to take you too. So, so feel free. We'd love to have you.
Lots of room in Hopkins Arena.
There you go.
Record Event Center.
Yeah. Again, doors open at 6:30, right?
6:30.
Yep, and he'll start about 7 o'clock is when Brian will kick it off and silence everybody.
Right.
Silence!
Right, Chris. Silence. Sure, right. Now, looking forward. It's going to be a good event.
It will. It'll be a great event. Looking forward to it. Fremont Area Leadership Prayer Breakfast, again, coming up Friday morning.